are becoming the kingdom of our God and of His Christ. Oh yes, of His Christ.
Great is the Holy One, where? In the midst of His people. I was led by my Lord to shout His name in the pitch of darkness. I was called in the night when no voice could be heard. For pitch darkness itself had become a cloud that bewitched all things. But that is the night when the Lord called, "Where are you, my son?" He had no other news but to remember His covenant with the human race. When the human race was completely lost and Christ, the Lamb of God, appeared and He was slain to redeem the lost human race and the lost creation. Our humble efforts have been intended to give hope to God the Creator. Give hope to creation. I said, the one who first said, "Let there be," it still remains, "Let there be." The voice. And we are blessed this evening. I want to thank the Lord for you and I. We are at a stage of human history. We cannot tell the fullness of its import and impact and His glory. When darkness has fallen even on the church, when the world is reeling to and fro without hope, when individuals are striving where to find their foothold, the one who said, "Let it be," in the beginning has appeared once again. And today, His word is, "Let it be as I ordered it to be at the beginning." What did He say? "Let it be as I ordered it to be in the beginning. For He has sustained all things, in spite of all things, by the power of His word, His word." We are not being given special word to take. But what the Lord is making us do this last meeting is consider the opportunity granted us in this time of pitch darkness, in this time of seeming hopelessness, to be the place where the Lord opens up Himself again and says what? "Let it be as I ordered it," where? In the beginning. And the will of the Father shall be done where? On earth. As it is where? Done in heaven. And heaven and earth shall clasp hands together in love. The bride shall would have put on the full garment of a bride, adorned to meet the bridegroom. Tonight, we are taking our little robes, our little robes, like little angels, to go around the world to give hope to creation. May the church revival, end time revival, which starts with you tonight, continue till the Father returns. Amen. First of all, we were led to discuss the Holy Spirit, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Why the coming? And we were told that it was Jesus Christ, the Lamb of sin, who knew what was going, and who knew what will be the state of the church, of His people after He has gone. Ask them to wait till the Holy Spirit comes. He is the one who said, "I will build my church." And He knew what kind of challenges awaited the church. And He said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it." He really knew what kind of resistance, first of all, the close-knit, centuries-old knots of rebellion and disobedience combined as a ruling power on earth. Where satanic rebellion and Adam and Eve, what? Disobedience were knit together to have a world that knows not its creator, where these two cast out beings, Lucifer and Eve, Adam, now cast out and yet not taken out of the earth, they have come together to say they possess the earth and they owned it and they are the god of it. And anybody who wanted any portion of space or to do anything on earth had to get their permission before things. This was a well-knit centuries-old knot. Who could untie it? Who could set the earth free? It was this old knot. Knowing what it meant, Jesus said, I will build what? My church. And what? The gates of hell could not prevail. Then he said, and I give the church what? The keys to heaven. And what about the church? The what? Binds on earth shall be bound where? In heaven. And what about the church binds, loses on earth, shall be loosed in heaven. The Lord Jesus being the key and the door of the heavenly gates knew that he was going to leave authority with the church to be able to undertake the transactions that are necessary, because he's coming to untie the knot, and the world cannot go back to the time of tied knots. So the freed world must now know how to relate to the Creator and be established in peace and tranquility, in righteousness and glory henceforth. He said, I give you the keys. Nevertheless, wait till what? The Holy Spirit comes. So the church in mission is Jesus Christ and the church united in mission. But this unity, the bond of unity and time between heaven and what? Earth is given to whom? The Holy Spirit. To tie a new knot to the glory of the Lord. We have learned that church, first of all, the church itself is what? An institution that everybody who is saved, when he enters, he's entered a school in which now he will deal with divine, eternal issues, which mortal man redeemed, born anew, and blessed with the presence of the baptism of what? The Holy Spirit, can now speak heavenly language. Cannot commune with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in a language that only God can hear. And that human beings who have their own language will now speak heavenly language. We speak language even which angels speak. And we'll be able to communicate with the Creator, the Father, and the Son, the Holy Spirit, on level as if they were equal. They will speak the same language. They walk in the same terrain. And understand each other. The Holy Spirit has come to make this possible. But of course, it's Jesus Christ who opened the door. He is the door and he is the key. So the church mission is Christ now. Having brought in the Holy Spirit, church mission is who? Christ and whom? The Holy Spirit and what? Men, redeemed men in action. A human being cannot undertake church mission. It cannot. We learned that the human being alone, a human organization alone, cannot take on the name church. Because it needs accreditation, sanctification, and accreditation. And Jesus Christ is the final determinant of the status. When Jesus brings the church to whom? The Holy Spirit, he sanctifies with the Spirit of what? Truth. And establishes. So church mission has become a three-tier movement, yet one movement. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, the Son of the living God, the Word, the life, and the light. Jesus Christ, the Savior, Redeemer, Restorer, King, and Judge. Jesus Christ brings the Holy Spirit into the bargain. And I said, I am taking my position now in authority by my Father. And I leave the Holy Spirit with you. Nevertheless, the three of us shall work together. The Holy Spirit shall receive from me and my Father. And give to you, church. And so, whatever I want done on earth, I will remit it to whom? The Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will tell what? The church. And so the three of us, Christ, Holy Spirit, and whom? Church, shall form what I call what? You can make it, put it this way, a triangle. And this three-chord movement, shall be what God, Jesus Christ, is leaving the church for the mission on earth. Beloved, the church cannot go anywhere without whom? The Holy Spirit. The blood can be applied and everything, but the church will be static and standing still until who is there? The Holy Spirit. Because the movement is no more what was prevailing on earth. What is the new movement? It's a spiritual movement. And so, mortal man, born again and battered by the Spirit, he's turned into a divine spiritual person, a divine personality, growing into perfection as a man. So the church is a school where the fivefold people called by God are directing affairs according as directed. And all the men in the church, hallelujah, are being grouped together. Each one with a portion, a duty, of a section to play. Ephesians 11:16. By the end of the day, not only with everybody has going to be perfect, end up as what? A perfect man and a perfect servant. But what? Put on whom? What? The fullness of the stature of Christ. That's how we end. It is the person that is brought into this relationship that is a member of a church. We know that Jesus was not dealing with old Adam. He says, old Adam has no place in my kingdom. My kingdom is not of the earth, old Adam. I bring a kingdom from heaven. And if you are a human being, I draw you in. You must be what? Born again. And not only born again, you must be what? Baptized by the Holy Spirit. Your whole being must be changed. We have understood that. So the church in mission, the church itself becomes an institution in which the people who come in learn and grow, learn about the Creator, learn about the new themselves as new creation, and then grow in what they have been called, so that they can be joined as with whom? Christ. And when Christ has come to reign and rule in the world, who will be the partners? The church, the bride. And the Holy Spirit will take his place, distant place, yet is part of the triune God. Beloved, we have learned this. We have learned. We considered ministry. We took the church, knowing that the accreditation of Jesus Christ, sanctification by the Spirit, accreditation by God Christ, is the standing of the church. So any ministry that claims the name to church or be part of the church must have that sanctification by whom? The Holy Spirit. When he prayed in John 7, he said, Father, I want you to sanctify them. But because of them, I sanctify myself. Because they are coming to be part of me. And I have to sanctify myself. So the Holy Spirit poured out his Spirit and power and sanctification on him. He himself being the Spirit of truth. And then because of them, I sanctify myself. That they also, what? Shall be sanctified by the truth. And who is the dispenser of the truth? The Holy Spirit. And so every ministry, we are distinguishing between church, ministry. You can have a position in a church. That's a ministry. You can be sent out on a mission. That's a ministry. The Father and the Lord can speak to you personally and give you an assignment. It's a ministry. So no ministry, just as the church, cannot stand by herself. No ministry can go without the sanctification and the what? Accreditation. And the presence of the Holy Spirit in the mission. That's why if you have a song ministry and you are composing to the church for the church mission, it is not how good music you know. And now you wait on whom? On Jesus Christ. And who? The Holy Spirit. To take you to the level where you can operate as part of the triangle. Part of whom? Christ, the Holy Spirit, and you. So every ministry, just as a church, needs what? Sanctification and accreditation and a systemized or systemic connection with whom? The Holy Spirit. There's no way you can operate in the garment of the church or in the garment of God's work on earth without the sanctification of the Holy Spirit. First, the accreditation of Jesus Christ and the grace of the Holy Spirit. Because they do not speak earthly language. They speak a heavenly language. I tried to tell you, we didn't discuss it too deeply. Walking in what? Divine, supernatural what? Highway. at this moment, I want to explain that briefly. Once you enter the realm of speaking in language and conversing with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit in their language, the way they speak and understand things, even though you are a mortal being, now you have been raised and part of the three of them, because now you are a child of God. You have been accepted as the beloved through Jesus Christ, and adopted as a child, and now even being given a name by the Father. So you are standing now as a minister. I mean, cannot be your own liking. You cannot say that I am going to do this, I am going to do this. You are not your own anymore. In fact, you are no more what you used to be. So forget about who you were. You can only be what God wanted you to be if you forget about what who you otherwise thought what you are or were. Because he will not deal with the old you. And he said, if you want to be my disciples, then what? First thing, die to yourself. Because yourself, which was rejected, cannot be part of the system. So if you love yourself, he said, if you love this life, what will happen to you? You will die. You remain in it. But if you do what? Reject this life. Then what? You enter into life what? Eternal. This is a difficult question in the church. Especially gifted people. Intelligent. I won't say well-educated. Education is a concept of what you pass through. Education need not be what? School education. If you are a fisherman's son, and he's taking you to fishermen, and you're doing the fishing, you are going through what? Education. In the end, you become what? A fisherman. So everything, there's in everything and everywhere, there's what? Education. Even to be a fool, there's an education. Praise the Lord. So when I'm talking about educated person, don't think that those who have been to schools, universities, and have degrees, it is they that want us to believe that they are educated. So we accept their education as another dimension of what? Human, first Adam, order what? Order. It is the first Adam who, knowing nothing and being nothing in itself, needed to be worked through, sister. But when you come to Christ, you are what? A new creation. So the old person is supposed what? To have died. And you cannot raise yourself again when you are in the church. Oh, no. I won't waste your time. Don't you know whom I am? Do you know my name? Do you know where I come from? I'm a gun. Don't play with us. I'm a fante. Don't joke with us. And I'm heavy. Don't juju with us. I'm from the north. You can't dance and fly like we do. All those things have passed away. Now we are new creation. In whom? In Christ. So the church is a new educational institution. And the new people are those who are allowed. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the bread of life. I am the hope. I am the key. This evening, I want us to consider ourselves at this juncture, not as a church or a group of a church or people in a church, which we are already, not as members of a ministry or in a group, but as individuals called by God. That's where the Spirit of the Lord is leading us to end this discussion. Who are you? Having agreed that now you are born again, and to enter into this special relationship, you must also be baptized by the Holy Spirit. It is imperative that you know. It is imperative that you know. I repeat, it is imperative that you know that you are a new creation. So you seek the new thing and grow in the new thing. Just as the whole church needs the Holy Spirit for their respective jobs. Just as the fivefold ministry, they all, as individuals called into ministry, need the Holy Spirit. And the whole institution need the Holy Spirit. You, as an individual called by God, you also what? Need the Holy Spirit. Because we come as individuals called by the Father, presented to Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ receives us, forgives our sins, washes us, changes our robes, and makes us one of the group. Then he baptizes us. That is, creates a relationship with whom? The Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will now know you, that you belong to Jesus Christ, and therefore you are part of the body. And now that you have accepted that you are a new Christian, now that you have accepted that if you are, you want to be a true Christian and a true member of the body and a true believer and worker of God and worshiper of God in spirit and what? In truth. You need the Holy Spirit. It is impossible to do it with your previous stature, understanding, knowledge, education, culture. Everybody denounces whom or what he was. I want to believe tonight, brethren, that these few days have confirmed to us and we have agreed that we are no more what we were before we were called. If you are a fanti, it is true you speak your fanti and God understands. His mercy allows you to speak fanti. But you don't fantilize yourself and keep to your fanti. You become a member of what? The church. One body, one spirit, one God, one faith. So wherever we go, Ephesians 3 tells us that if we are filled and rooted in this, we shall be able to understand what? The height, the breadth, the width. With all Christians. Because we will speak, we come of the same one tree, speak the same language, are worshiping the same God, are working towards the same goal. So it is not difficult to understand a fellow Christian. But when you begin to build barriers of either culture, color, greed, this and that, then you are not enjoying the fullness of the stature of a new creation filled with the Holy Ghost. You are not what you were. Please, brother and sister, from tonight, I want you to know, you are not what you were. If you were married and you marry your husband, when it comes to terms like this, you must know that now you are before God as what? Individuals. You unite at your family level in Christ as a body. And if you can unite in Christ as a body, then the individual sanctification and direction shall not play games with you. Because the agreement at that level, if one were faithful as a Christian and married to a fellow Christian, then you speak the same language. And you are not going to insist that my father is heaven, my mother is what? God. Your grandfather is from Nyangpala, and your grandmother came from where? Ningo, or somewhere in Boku. And therefore, if we want to form a union, let's go to Boku and find out how your people were doing and what you have carried from Boku to this place. Forget Boku for Boku. You are in a new place. Forget whom? Nyangpala for the what? Nyangpalas. The Fantes for whom? The Fantes. The Obroni for whom? The Obronis. The black man for whom? The black people. Because in Christ's word, we are one. And we must speak the same language. Because all creation are waiting to see we who have been taken out of the old order and given fresh accreditation as new beings. You see why the church is having such difficulties? That's how the church is having such difficulties. We have not broken loose from our old connections. Hallelujah. Tonight, it is my duty and the pleasure and my function at this conference to help you break loose from all others so that you put on the robe of what? A Christian filled with whom? The Holy Ghost. If you are not born baptized by the Holy Spirit, then tonight, before you leave here, ask God to baptize you. It is not shouting and jumping, as somebody was saying. It can be cool. You can be having your shower, and before you long, you are speaking in tongues. You can be doing your Bible studies at home, alone or something. You can just reflecting over the Holy Spirit. He is right there. When you come at the right angle at the right time, what happens? You'll be baptized. Because Christ, by whom you were born again, he is the who? The baptizer. So when you're yearning within you and praying within you, Christ, who is the baptizer, is with you, and he will baptize you. It can be in a similar tumultuous situation where everybody is shouting and following, or it can be in a serene, quiet place when you are alone. It can be when you are in the bathroom or when you are in the kitchen washing plates. It can be when you are driving and singing and blessing the Lord, the joy of the Lord. Then you burst out with a new tongue. It can be when you are working on the job and in the fields, cutting grass, Wow, I thank God for my new birth, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I learned the Holy Spirit. You are meditating upon your new status. Jesus Christ, who is there with you at that time, will baptize you. So we are not creating a situation like a commotion in, Pentecost Day, for the whole world now to assemble and hear us. But in this coolness of this evening, I want you to take your position in the church as a single individual called by God and brought this far. Thank God you are a husband or a father, or a wife or an uncle who has gone ahead. Thank God the family can come together. And Bible studies, the Spirit of the Lord will come. But whether it came by, he comes on you by force of water gushing out or by dew on you, it is the same. So this blessed hour, I want you just to think about yourself as individual, not a man with ministry, or a man in the church, GES or whatever church or ministry, but you standing as an individual, redeemed, created anew, baptized by the Holy Spirit for God's work. That's the note on which we I am Peter Sandicating. The Holy Spirit is letting me give you time at this hour to think about it. Who are you in the Lord? Who am I in the divine scheme of things? You are not alone. You are now a born again. If you're not baptized by the Holy Spirit, then tonight the door is open for baptism. If you are baptized by the Holy Spirit, you are having problems. Tonight, commune with the heart, and the Lord will confirm to you and usher you into the newness of all things. As an individual that the Father has sent to Christ, born anew, and now being filled with the Holy Ghost, being given an assignment within the whole scheme of things of the church on earth. Who are you? Yesu Kutaria, Manita Sondaria, Manita Sondoria. This is a world, divine, heavenly movement calling people from various parts of the world, various cultural background, and making them one in Christ through the sanctification of the truth and the ministration of the Holy Spirit. Think about yourself. You want to fulfill that particular place, that special reason why God called you. You want to be complete in Christ, complete in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You want to be complete. We are not talking about gifts that you operate. We are talking about you standing in the fullness, the completeness of a child of God, born anew, baptized by the Holy Spirit, and filled with the Holy Ghost for God's eternal glory. You, me, now. At this moment, if you have had some special spirit, some spirit in you, and that are making it difficult for you to receive the fullness of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, this is the moment to confess those spirits and ask them in the name of Jesus Christ and the Father and the Holy Spirit present here, and they will flee from you, and you'll be free right now. Because here, they cannot enter the holy grounds. And you cannot enter the Holy of Holies with them. The Lord is making me open doors now for you, what doors that he has ordained for you to enter. He's not mentioning the doors to me, but the Spirit of the Lord is leading me to open doors. Many of you are hanging around without entering even the doors which were open to you when you became a Christian and born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. You are still struggling in your old mind and your old nature and cannot enter in the fullness of rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor in heaven. I'll give you rest. You can't even enter the door of rest. You are struggling today. Enter into rest in the newness of life. You have a ministry, but you are not yet sure. And the fullness of direction is not come to you yet as to your ministry. You are on a different plane. This moment, talk to the Lord. You can find some time later about your ministry. But this evening, having known your position, having been called and given special assignment in ministry, talk to the Lord. Because in the ministry is not yours. You are performing an assignment. And I'm opening the doors of assignment to individuals that are going to be called or are called into ministry. Don't look at anybody. It's you and God, you and Christ, you and the Holy Spirit. If you have never had a good understanding of the why and wherefore of the Holy Spirit baptism, and why, then this is the hour to know that even your walk with the Holy Spirit can be deepened. As I said in the morning, the gift of the Holy Spirit that you have, that is a system that alone can be deepened. The gift of prayer can be deepened. The gift of prophecy can be deepened, expanded. The gift of vision can be deepened. So if you just found your feet among those who speak in tongues or interpret tongues, that's not the end of the journey. And since you have been baptized by the Holy Spirit, you have not, and you said you have given the gift of prophecy, you have never prophesied anywhere before, not even to yourself. Because you are not exercising the faith. You have not taken advantage of the new thing in you. But even you can, this one itself, to prophesy, is a gift. It's a system in which you enter and you grow in the system. I am the door. If you enter, you shall find pasture. You cannot be there and be envying some people who are prophesying. Or someone who says, are you the only one God speaks to? Me too, I hear God. If you hear God, then agree with him that you are one. But give yourself a chance.
Hallelujah.
Spirit divine, attend our prayers and make this heart thy home. Descend with all thy grace. Oh yes, oh come, great Spirit.
He shall reign over his people, and he'll be their God. Shall reign over his people.